Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to this station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you are the man. You are the man on the story. We know that the Bears will be converging at Halas Hall again today, and they will be speaking to the media. And apparently we will not hear from Caleb Williams. Do you feel that he should appear just to sort of, I guess, debunk the stories of him not wanting to be here or any of the it's yesterday's news, but the bit about him being sent to watch tape alone was a little bit interesting. Does he need to speak to that? He certainly will be asked of it when he next speaks, or are you good with him not addressing it and the team kind of trying to bury it or ignore it?
Well, I think it's there are fair questions about it for Caleb. I think there's fair questions about it for Ben Johnson. And if Caleb doesn't talk today, which I don't think that's the plan, but plans do shift. Well, who knows? It'll be a topic again whenever Caleb does talk. If that's next month during mini camp or you know, whatever. So, things don't go away. That was certainly a method that Bears PR tried to use in the past, that if you just try to ignore it and stick your head in the sand, maybe everything will go away. But they haven't been that way regularly and more recently, and we'll just see what goes on with this. I don't think it's a huge deal, but it's the quarterback. And it's drama, and it's a quarterback that's going to need to have a better season.
Brad, regardless of how they handle the situation publicly and whether you want to call this a PR crisis for Caleb Williams or not, privately, are the Bears concerned about his game review habits, his film-watching habits, and his need to maybe not watch film alone or know what he's looking when he does do that?
I think he's got to be better at everything he does in year two. Like whatever he did in year one wasn't good enough. And if you've played at Oklahoma and played at USC and won a Heisman Trophy, got to have some level of expertise watching film, I would imagine, right? Unless you were going out and just winging it on, great physical tools and skills that you do have. So he's going to have to work harder than he's ever worked for Ben Johnson, I would think. And there's varying opinions about film work and habits of his rookie season for sure that are out there.
I'm curious, Brad, has that process already begun with the head coach? Has Ben Johnson already, he at the opening news conference, he talked about how the signal caller needs to have the same understanding of the game as the play caller. They need to be in unison, and the way to do that is by watching tape together. Have they already started that process? Has he watched tape with them, evaluated how he breaks down tape? Does he know whether there's a hole in his understanding of how to break down tape? I'm doubtful that exists. I'm just curious if they have started that, what he mentioned on the first day of his news conference.
I'd imagine there's a very good chance that Ben Johnson spent some time in the quarterback room since the offseason program started. And when you're talking about introducing a roster to a new offense, there's got to be film work involved. So is that specifically looking at a lot of tape at Caleb? I don't know. That might not be the case, but if you're watching film, you're watching film. It doesn't matter who's taking the snap. So I would think that they've been doing some of that. A good deal is they try to wrap their arms around a new offense.
Bottom line, Brad, you've been there a long time. You know what is important and what isn't. How big of a news story, how big of a deal is all this?
It's just a little bit of drama, really. This isn't going to matter if Caleb Williams goes out and is outplayed again by Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and Bo Nix. Okay, it's not going to matter. It's going to be that he didn't play well enough, right? If he goes out and plays well and shows a huge jump in year two, it's not going to matter. But it's May, and it's a little bit of drama, right? You got a guy, how can we circumvent the draft, which have at it, and he's not the first guy that's had questions about that. There's no chance he's the last guy that's had questions about that. And here, the reality is, it's the Chicago Bears. What quarterback would want to join the Bears? It's every criticism of the Bears in the quarterback position for the last, 75 years, guys, is probably fair game. It really is.
75 years.
So, yeah, of course you wouldn't want your son to go to Hallis Hall. If the Bears take offense to that, well, check out your track record for, since what was – I mean, they've been bad at quarterback since Eisenhower was the president, right?
What offended me about the whole thing, I can't get over, is saying that this is where quarterbacks go to die. This is where receivers go to die. Yeah, I thought we had decided that.
Exactly, and if you're gonna borrow from Mohsen Mohamed, you got to give the guy a little bit of credit, right?
Yeah,
and you got to
don't plagiarize. Yeah. Right. All right, Brad. So things that do matter. The Bears extended Joe Tooney yesterday. Thought that was good job getting the numbers, a good guarantee for a guy at this stage of his career. We know what he means to that offensive line. The question is, how would you explain or how impressed were they able to configure the salary cap so there's a savings with Joe Tooney next year? And what will that money ideally be used for if they are going to use that space?
Well, in terms of configuring it, like there was no, they were just picking up the final year of that deal from the Chiefs. So any like bonus money that the Chiefs had paid him that was in their cap, like that doesn't get transferred over. So the Bears were just picking up the base salary, which was high, and an off workout bonus because it's the last year of the deal. So it was at $16 million. They were able to he was going to earn $16 million in cash this year from the Bears and therefore have a cap hit of $16 million. They were able to cut that in half. How exactly the numbers play out to get to a cap hit of $8 million for him this season, I haven't seen that yet, but you know, I wouldn't necessarily draw the connection between a 2-year contract extension for Joe Tooney and more shopping items for Ryan Poles and the Bears. Going into yesterday, guys, they were about as snug as any team in the league against the cap. They were, I think, if you look at over the cap.com, they were like 29th in available cap space. So I think this $8 million that's created, as much as anything, will be for operating space for the 2025 season, for moves in season. They may have another move where they tweak a contract to clear up a little bit of room. Does that mean they're not going to go out and get a running back? No, I think I've said with you guys on the show that you would expect at least one more running back in the mix before training camp when the pads go on and these guys got to start hitting and people need breaks and there's going to be, you know, some ouchies for running backs. You see them go down every summer. No, I'm not saying that there won't be space to get a running back, but I think by and large, this is a cap savings that helps them do what they were going to need to do, which was create some little bit of room, flexibility, and operating space for the season ahead.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are the Bears a running back short? Did we learn that? Did they try to make a trade up to draft a running back and kind of they were interested in Trevion Henderson, according to the
Forged in Foxborough.
Forged in Foxborough.
The Patriots behind the scenes video.
Yeah.
They. We'll determine if they're a running back short, right? Like, would they have liked to have come out of the draft with a back before Kyle Manunga in round 7? Probably. But that doesn't mean they're not interested in seeing what he can do. And I also said if they do go out and bring in a running back, like there's a competition for that playing time, for that opportunity there. You're looking at Swift, and then you've got Roschon Johnson, you've got Kyle Manungai, and then mystery man behind door number 3. Like, so we'll have to see. They're going to need to be better running the football. You would imagine it's going to be a shared backfield, and you just don't know who all will be in the competition, I think, when they get to training camp just yet.
So, Brad, do we know about attendance for key players for this voluntary OTA? I think they're still voluntary, right? It's not a mini camp.
The only thing that's mandatory is the three-day mini camp next month.
So in that vein, because it is a new staff, do you feel like it is important for even the best players on this team or this defense to show up? And do you have any information or knowledge that some guys might not have?
No, I mean, the first one was yesterday, I believe. Maybe it was Monday. They opened up this week with OTAs, Dave, so we'll get a look. We'll get a peek today. I would imagine attendance will be high. I'd put even better, you know, like it's like minus 1,000 that the coach comes out and says he's fired up about participation in the OTA, right? that's a guarantee that that's going to happen. I know that Jalen Johnson has been there during voluntary off-season program this year. To what level, I don't know, but in the past, like, he's been a guy that hasn't volunteered a whole lot, which I think surprised him a little bit after he got paid, but he's been around. So we'll see what the attendance is like. I'm sure it'll be pretty good with guys interested in you know, learning a new defense as well, right? We talk about learning the new offense. They got a new scheme on defense that they need to get down as well.
Are there any we know the guys that are coming back from injury. Are there any new injuries? Anybody suffering anything that is unexpected? Do we know if there were surprise surgeries? You know, that happens in the offseason.
Surprise surgeries are the ones you really want to avoid, right? maybe they'll shed a little bit of light on that today. I think Ben Johnson is scheduled to speak, so if we do have injury questions, maybe we'll have the right guy there. I mean, most of these coaches now,
right?
They feel they're at a competitive disadvantage if they talk about a guy's hamstring in May. So
yeah, what the offensive coordinator wouldn't answer a question about Luther Burden. The thing's you have to ask Ben that. Yeah, well, he talked yesterday. He's not available.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's like Dick Durant said. That sounds like a real conundrum.
Brad, are you monitoring at all the Trey Hendrickson situation? Does it matter to the Bears? Should they be keeping an eye on that?
I don't think that's going to matter to the Bears. Like they've paid Montez Sweat, right? They traded for him. They paid him. And at the time they paid him, he was one of the higher paid edge rushers in the league, like definitely top 10. Markets exploded a little bit. They went out and they paid Dio pretty darn good money in free agency. Trey Hendrickson's going to want a deal that if it's not at $30 million, or if it's not over $30 million a year, it's going to be right at it, right, in terms of the new contract that he's going to want. How do you fit that guy in? And then why did you go out and get Dio? And what would that say about what you think you're going to get from Montez Sweat going into, you know, his third year with you? It doesn't match up. I think if you feel like you're within striking distance of a Super Bowl and you're short at that position, that's a move that you consider. This is year one for Ben Johnson. We've talked about it before. I've written about it at length. Their inability to draft and develop pass rushers is a ongoing issue. Like, that's not a Ryan Poles thing. That predates his arrival. So I think you're banking on Dio really kind of coming into his own and being the kind of guy that he's gonna go out and earn that. What's he at, like $16 million a year, I think, that they signed him to. You're hoping that Austin Booker can step up. I just think the idea that they would get Trey Hendrickson in a trade from Cincinnati seems completely unrealistic. If the Bengals are asking for a one, no. And even if the price is like a second round pick and change, I think that's a no. Like, where it just doesn't make sense when you've got a very, very high paid edge rusher, Montez Sweat, and a guy that you made one of the bigger moves of your offseason in Dio, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting. Also, as you mentioned, you know, Austin Booker, you know, this is it for Dominique Robinson, right? You got to do something this year, or the dream is over.
And the other thing people need to keep in mind on Trey Hendrickson is the and he's been fantastic. And you want to talk about a genius move by the Bengals to originally get him in free agency after he started his career in New Orleans. The list of guys that get top tier money with their third contract, and then it turns out to be, that was great move by the team. That was great for the team. It was a win-win. Like, that's a pretty skinny list, I think, guys. Like, when that guy in that third contract is at or near the top of the pay scale at his position, a lot of times I think the team ends up being let down.
Good stuff,
great
Brad.
Great stuff, Big Z. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day.
Have a great day, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.